ओम शांति। लेट्स सी इफ द टेक्नोलॉजी शेक्स हैंड एंड देन वी कैन शो यू द स्लाइड्स ऑफ दादीज एंड या। सो टुडे वी विल लिसन टू द स्टोरी, फ्यू ऑफ द स्टोरीज ऑफ दादीज। सो व्हेन वी लुक एट द yajna today, it is totally a different scene. When it started very small, right? A river, when it starts as a spring. And when it starts and then it goes along and it, before meeting the ocean, that river will become so vast and wide and, you know, big. But it starts small, and a tree also starts with a seed, right? So in the same way, this big yajna or the organization also started with the single thought, or maybe the vision that Baba gave to Brahma Baba. So when it started as a small spring. And now, but when we see the, when we look at the history of the organization, it took many sacrifices, renunciation, tapasya, and on the basis of that renunciation and tapasya, this whole organization is standing today. We need to understand the life of those dadis and Baba, wherein lot of sacrifices and renunciation has happened. Today when we speak of renunciation, in front of dadis, the what renunciation they have done, in front of that renunciation, our renunciation is nothing. Yes. Pillars of the yajna. Do you recognize the faces of these dadis? Some of them. Yeah. You see Mama on the top, and then it's Prakashmani Dadi, and then next to Prakashmani Dadi, Didi Manmohini, and of course then you know it's Janki Dadi, Gulzar Dadi, and next to Gulzar Dadi, who do you think is that? Chandramani Dadi. Yeah. Before Janki Dadi became the additional, after that, after Janki Dadi, before Dadi Janki, it was Chandramani Dadi, who was the joint chief of Brahma Kumaris. And then on the next row, just below Chandramani Dadi, on the last other corner, first Shantamani Dadi. And you know who Shantamani Dadi is? Shantamani Dadi is Mamma's sister's daughter. And she resembled, Shantamani Dadi resembled Mamma. And Shantamani Dadi was in Pandav Bhavan. She used to live in Madhuban. And then when Shantivan was established, she was staying in Shantivan until she left the body. And then next to Shantamani Dadi, these are very incognito dadis, you know, but they have done lot for the yajna. Next to Shantamani Dadi is Gange Dadi. You know, Manor, and next to Gange Dadi is Manor Dadi. Gange Dadi and Manor Dadi. And they were friends. And Gange Dadi had lot of bondage in those days. And Manor Dadi used to help her to deliver Murli to her. And Manor Dadi used to disguise in different costumes and go to her house to deliver the murli or any letter from Baba. And Manohar Dadi's name, Laukik name, is Hari. So on the path of devotion, what they sing is Har Har Gange. Har Har Gange. So Baba used to say that is the memory of the you children, Gange Dadi and Manohar Dadi. Because Manohar Dadi and Gange Dadi, they did service in Delhi. First time when they went on the banks of Yamuna, they were the ones who went there and did service when nothing was there. So they have, I have a beautiful story of them. I'll share with you later. So next to Manohar Dadi is Santri Dadi. Santri Dadi is Vishwakishor Bhau's wife, Laukik Yugal, and she was a personal Sandeshi of Brahma Baba. Whatever personal confidential messages that Brahma Baba wanted to ask Shiv Baba, so all those confidential messages she used to bring. Santri Dadi was the personal messenger. And she used Santra in Hindi is orange. And she used to look like orange, like red, orange color face. And the shape also was like that. So Baba, that's the reason Baba used to call her Santri daughter. And next to Santri Dadi is, can you recognize? Yeah, Santri Dadi and just below Manmohini Didi. Just below Manmohini Didi, Brijendra Dadi. It's Brijendra Dadi, Laukik daughter-in-law of Brahma Baba. When Brahma Baba got those visions, when he was sitting in the room, the first one to see was Brijendra Dadi. You know the story, right, of the yagya. So Brijendra Dadi was the one, and she belonged to very, very wealthy family. But when she was very young, Baba had seen her in a near shop wearing frock and wearing a beautiful cap. She was there near the shop buying a candy along with her brother. And Baba liked her, and then itself Baba had thought, I will make this girl as my daughter-in-law for my elder son. So that's a beautiful story there. Then after that also, how Baba sent invitation to for that family, I'll share later. So then next to Santri Dadi is, next to Brijendra Dadi, is Nirmal Shanta Dadi, is the Laukik daughter of Brahma Baba. She has already married, but then later when she came, when Baba came, and then she dedicated later. So next to her is Ishu Dadi. Most of you must have seen her, Ishu Dadi. She was taking care of the accounts. She was very honest, very silent and very confidential, like she was. So these are the main dadis, and then below them are some dadas. The last dadi on the third row, this side, is all-rounder dadi, Gulza Dadi's Laukik mother. Gulza Dadi's Laukik mother. And then next to all-rounder dadi is Vishwakishor Bhau. Santri Dadi and Vishwakishor Bhau, they are Yugal. So Vishwakishor Bhau is Brahma Baba's elder brother's son. He was, he is one of the, when you see the tree, Kalpa tree in History Hall, when you go and see, when you visit Panda Bhavan, you just go there, there's one tree and cycle on the big picture. That's the original picture that Baba has made. So in the roots, there are these 8 jewels, right? And Bhav, Vishwakishore Bhav is one of the 8 jewels sitting. So they are the original, very incognito. And if Baba even scolded Vishwakishore Bhav in front of everyone, he used to be silent. You know, he knew why his Baba is scolding him. Because if Baba wanted to give any teachings to anyone, Baba used to scold Vishwakishore Bhav in front of everyone. Because Bhav wouldn't mind. Na? And he was very close to Baba. Had so much of love. So he was not sensitive. So he knew, Baba would know that he won't mind if I scold. So if he wanted to, in Hindi there is a saying, if you want to teach your daughter-in-law, teach your daughter and the daughter-in-law will learn. So it's like that. You know, if some child is very sensitive and if Baba scolds and then, you know, they'll sulk and all those issues. So Baba used to do this. Yeah, he was very clever. So yeah, beside Vishwakishore Bhav is Jagdish Bhai. Baba mentions in many of the Sakar Murlis, Sanjay. Baba gives the name of Vyas or Sanjay because he has written many literature and many of the books of Brahma Kumaris. And then next to Jagdish Bhai is Ramesh Bhai. Ramesh Bhai, who was taking care of the accounts. He was a chartered accountant and responsible for the account department. He's the head of the account department until he left body. And then next to Ramesh Bhai is Anand Kishore Dada. Anand Kishore Dada, his English was so good. You know, at that age, that time only, he was so educated and his letter, used to, all the official correspondence from the Yajna, he used to do. And his handwriting was very clean, very nice, very, yeah, he used to live in Panda Bhavan. And then next to Anand Kishore Dada is Vishwaratan Dada. Yeah. And he is the one who has, you know, with the help of Baba and the Sandeshi, he has done that, drawn all those Kalpa tree and the cycle, and he has done all that background work. Next to Anand Kishore Dada, next to Vishwaratan Dada is Chandrahas Dada. Chandrahas Dada, he had lot of bondage at that time. So if somebody somebody caught his neck and the vocal cord got inside, and that's why his voice was like, you know, very different when he used to speak. So these were the 4 dadas who came with the yagya from Karachi. 4 pillars of the yagya from Karachi was Vishwakishore Bhav, Anand Kishore Dada, Vishwaratan Dada and Chandras Dada. These are the 4 dadas who came from Karachi. But all are Ramesh Bhai and Jagdish Bhai, later on they came into Gyan after the yagya came to India. And towards the end, below Shantamani Dadi, you know who that is? He knows because he has heard the stories. That is Rudya Pushpa Dadi. Rudya Pushpa Dadi. Rudya is the heart, and Pushpa is flower. And she is the Laukik sister of Chandramani Dadi, and she was taking care of Bangalore and all the southern India. She was the first Dadi sent by Baba to the southern India with 5 rupees in her hand. Baba gave her 5 rupees and sent in the train to go to Bangalore. And Dadi, Rudya Pushpa Dadi, then didn't know Kannada, the local language of that state. But then with the faith of Baba, just went there and established so many centers in southern India. Okay, so I won't go to the next line because it's all confusing for you, right? Okay. You must have seen these pictures, no? Okay. Can you recognize the people in this picture? Of course, Brahma Baba is there. Next to Brahma Baba is Yashoda, ma. Right? And the brother standing is the elder son, Kishan. And next to, I think that is Brijendra Dadi. Brijendra Dadi, the Laukik wife of the first child, first son of Brahma Baba. And the other lady, sister standing here is Nirmal Shanta Dadi, first daughter. And then in the lap of Brahma Baba is the younger daughter, Puttu. And next to Yashoda Ma is Narayan Dada. And one more Dadi, I forgot her name. So these, the whole family is Brahma Baba's whole family. And whenever I look at the picture of Yashoda Ma, I feel that she, the maximum amount of renunciation that done by anyone is like Yashoda Ma itself. Because just imagine, she was the wife of Dada Lekh Raj, a very established, very wealthy, and had so much of respect in the society. And when Baba entered in the body of Brahma Baba and the Yajna was established, so all these sisters, all these, you know, young ones would come, and Baba started, gradually got detached from the Laukik family, and he started to give more time, energy, sustenance to all these Baba's children who were coming. But because at that time the Yajna was being established, they didn't know complete Gyan. And at that time, to let go of their attachment to the husband and to the family and allow others to come into her house, that's a big thing, right? Especially when you're a housewife, they have a lot of attachment to their house, right? They take care of the whole house like a queen, and you know, it's their area, that's their fortress. And all these people are coming and, you know, taking and giving all this session, all these classes and sustenance, to allow that to happen. And to allow our husband to do all these things, it was a big thing, right? So, to do that, they need a lot of understanding, lot of renunciation. It's a great thing. And Yashoda Ma was the one who brought Brahma Baba into the path of devotion. Actually, before, when Baba got those visions, few years before, Baba was not into bhakti, not into devotion actually. He was more interested in expanding his business, earning more and all these things. But Yashoda Ma used to tell him, no, now you have earned so much, so now it's the time to take the name of the God. Let's get involved in bhakti, in devotion. So she was the one who brought Brahma Baba onto the path of devotion. And later on, of course, the story becomes different. But both souls were so royal. Brahma Baba and Yashoda Ma were very royal, very royal. And they never used to raise their voice, even in their Laukik world, in their Laukik life, against the children. And you must have heard the story of you know, Brahma Baba used to teach the children, not scolding them. Once, Nirmal Shanta Dadi and Narayan Dada, you know, while they were playing, they wanted some jewels. Because Brahma Baba was a jewel merchant, he had lot of diamonds and all those things in his shop. So they wanted something some jewels. And when they, in the morning, before, after going for a walk, they, when they came back very soon, they went to the shop and they took some diamonds, put it into the pocket, and they came. And Baba was very shrewd. Baba knew that somebody has taken, and Baba asked the person who was cleaning the place there, who had come to the shop the early morning. He said, "This children, your children had come." So he understood, okay, my children must have taken the diamonds. But he didn't scold them. You know, during the breakfast, when they were having breakfast in the morning, Brahma Baba said that, "Children, there is a goldsmith who is coming today, and you know, I'm ordering some ornaments. Do you want any ornaments for yourself?" he asked. And the children, you know, they're very innocent. They said, "Yeah, Baba, I want this, I want that." Nirmal Chandra Daji said, "Baba, I want buckle. Buckle is, you know, like there is one, there were brochure they put on here, brooch with a musical, the music in it." She said, "I want a musical brooch, buckle." Yes, I'll get you. And asked Narayan Dada, "You want something?" He said, "Yes, I want a ring or something," he said. And Baba said, "Children, you know, like, but yes, I can make all these ornaments, but I have shortage of diamonds. Do you have any diamonds with you?" Then the children said, "Yes, Baba, I have some diamonds with me. So then they gave away all the whatever they had to Baba, and then of course Baba made them all these ornaments, and they were very tactful. Baba would never scold or beat the children. You know, well, the children were very naughty, and also Baba had very royal sanskars. Once, you know, Yashodamma's mother came, and Baba was sitting on in the veranda, in the sitting outside of sitting room. He was reading some newspaper, and Yashodamma's Laukik mother came to visit Baba's house. And Baba said, "Yashoda, your stepmother has come." He is told, "Your stepmother has come." Then, okay, that mother's face, you know, like she didn't like the word stepmother. Why is Baba saying this word? I never do that type of, you know, interaction with my daughter in that way. So then after a few minutes of visiting, she went away. And after going, Baba realized, "Oh, I made a mistake. You know, I should have called the word, used the name word, stepmother." So then he said, okay, he didn't say anything. But later on in the evening, when he came back from the shop, Baba said, "No, I'm not going to have my dinner today." But Yashodamma said, "Why are you not having your dinner? You must be hungry." Baba said, "No, because I made a mistake today by saying stepmother, using the word stepmother. So this is a punishment that I'm going to give myself because of this mistake that I have done." Yashodamma, she insisted Baba to, no, you have some dinner. So, but he said, "No, give me a glass of milk." And he had that glass of milk and then went to sleep. So in that, you know, even in the Laukik world, he had that realization. If he made any mistake, he used to give punishment to himself. In some of the Muralis, Baba has said, he used to slap himself. If his mind used to wander when he was doing bhakti. So that type of training he gave himself. And then next morning when they woke up, Brahma Baba said to Yashodamma, "Oh, let's go to your house, to your Laukik house, and I want to apologize your mother." And those days, actually, son-in-laws are treated very respectfully. They didn't have to say sorry or anything. You know, they were treated very respectfully. But then Baba had so much of respect towards his elders, so he went and apologized his mother-in-law for using those words. So Brijendra Dadi, as I said, Brijendra Dadi was belonged to a very, very wealthy family. And when Baba went to his house, went to their house and told Brijendra Dadi's elder brother, because Brijendra Dadi didn't have her father at that time. And Brahma Baba went and told Brijendra Dadi's elder brother that, "I want your sister to be my daughter-in-law." So the brother didn't know much about Dada Lake Raj, because how wealthy he is. Of course, he must have heard the name, but he didn't know how wealthy he is or something like that. So then her brother put three conditions in front of Dada Lake Raj. He said, "I will give my sister in marriage to the house where they have carpets at the wall-to-wall carpets should be there. Means they should be very rich to have those carpets, right? Wall-to-wall carpets. They should be having carpets. And my sister will have a car of her own. So whenever she goes out, she will have a car. And the third thing, she will not work in the kitchen. She will not cook or do any work at the house. So that means they should be having servants, enough servants to cook and do all the household work. Because during those days, women wouldn't work outside. No? They're all housewives. They used to take care of the house and do the household work. But then, very rich family, they had servants to take care of all these things. So Baba just smiled, and after a few days, Baba invited Brijendra Dadi's brother to the house and showed everything, what he has and everything. So then he was convinced, okay, I can give my sister in marriage to his son. So then she came with so much of jewels and so much of, you know, dowry. Of course, there was no dowry system in that, but then they give in the form of gifts. They bring, right? But then Shiv Baba entered the body of Brahma Baba and all this yagya established, after a few days, Brijendra Dadi put all her jewels and all the expensive things that she had. She on a piece of cloth did that thing, the whole bundle, such a huge bundle must be. She must be having so much of jewels, ornaments and everything. She gave it to Baba. And started to wear ordinary clothes, all the cotton and ordinary clothes. So just imagine, they had everything. And they, most of the dadis were very wealthy at that time. They had servants, they were ornaments and everything. But having everything and renouncing it at the time when there was a lot of controversies, you know, that's a big thing. For us to now renounce, it's not a big thing, because now yagya is established and people have started to respect the yagya, Brahma Kumaris. They have a lot of respect for Brahma Kumaris. So now to come to the yagya, to come to Brahma Kumaris is not so difficult. But at that time when there were stones pelted and there were so much of controversies and so many, you know, things happening in the society, in the newspapers and the revolt, anti-Om Mandali. At that time, to come to Baba, you need a lot of faith, right? So for those dadis, when they had everything, but they renounced and came, their renunciation is lot, much, much more than what we are doing now. You know, sometimes we think, oh, we are doing so much, I'm doing so much. But when we look at these dadis, you know, then in front of them, no, it's nothing, you know. So sometimes we need to have a reality check, I think. And Nirmal Shanta Dadi, you know, Lauki, daughter of Brahma Baba. Initially, when the Om Mandali started, Shantamani, Nirmal Shanta Dadi, didn't have so much of understanding of the knowledge of the Yajna or whatever is happening. So whenever she used to come visit Brahma Baba's house, she used to feel that Baba and the Laukik mother, Yashodama, they are getting detached. They don't love us, you know, because they were giving more time to the sisters and brothers who were coming in on the Om Mandali, and they started to see everyone as souls. The attachment was reducing towards their Laukik children. So when Nirmal Shanta Dadi used to visit Brahma Baba's house, Baba used to speak of the knowledge, and even Yashoda Ma used to speak of the knowledge of soul and Shiv Baba and all this knowledge. Nirmal Shanta Dadi used to feel, oh, they don't love me anymore. She used to feel very sad. So one evening when she came to Brahma Baba's house, there was a few sisters were sitting and they were talking, and then later on they started to dance. You know, they went into trance and they started dancing. And Nirmal Shanta Dadi, from far away, she started to see the dance and she recognized the sisters there. Of course, because that was a small society and each one knew everyone, right? It was a small community in Karachi. She recognized, oh, this girl I know, she used to study in my school, you know, she is my classmate. And she recognized. But the way they were dancing, you know, she felt it's very alaukik, very spiritual. It's not ordinary steps, laukik steps, that the dance was happening. Very alaukik, very different. There, you know, the face radiated so much of spirituality. So then she started to see, she observed the dance steps and everything. And later on, after a few minutes, they started to come down, you know, and one sister just was sitting like that when came down the trance. And she was sitting, and Nirmal Shanta Dadi went up to her because she recognized her. And went up to her and said, can you explain what was happening? What did you see? What was happening? And that sister was so deep into trance, she was absorbing that experience that she was having. And she didn't want to come into words immediately. And she said, can we speak about this tomorrow? She said, because she didn't want to speak immediately. And Dadi got curious. Yes, I want to listen. What was happening? She said, okay, I'll come tomorrow. She said, then she went up to Baba and she told Baba, Baba, please drop me off to my house. I'll come back tomorrow. I want to come because I want to listen to the experience of these sisters. And Baba said, okay. Baba went, took her in the car, and Baba was driving. And Dadi said this, Baba, I want to come tomorrow at 10 o'clock. Please send the car. I want to come back. And Baba said, let's see what will happen tomorrow. But Dadi got very wild. Every time Baba would send me a car, and now Baba is getting detached. He doesn't love me anymore. Why is he saying this? And she got very angry. Why are you saying this, Baba? I will definitely come tomorrow. Why don't you send the car? If you don't send the car, I'll arrange for myself. I'll come by myself. She was like a child, you know, like she's fighting with the father. So Baba just smiled and said, let's see what will happen tomorrow. He just smiled, but she was very angry. Nirmal Shanta Dadi was very angry. She went home, and then she slept. Midnight, she got some a dream of Shri Krishna and Brahma Baba. Shri Krishna and Brahma Baba, you know, she got that dream. She said, oh, just because I had gone there, might be that remained in my mind. That's the reason the dream has come. She woke up, drank a glass of water, then again slept. Again, after a few minutes, again she got that, you know, vision, dream. And so after a few consecutive few dreams, such dreams, she understood, oh, this is what is happening. You know, some transformation is happening, and, you know, my father is going to become something. She realized something of that sort. So then she said, okay, this is a big mistake that I have done. I'll go and apologize tomorrow to Baba. She thought about this and she slept. But in the morning, as she woke up, her whole body became heavy. She had fever and she was not able to wake up. And, you know, then she realized why Baba said that. Let's see tomorrow what's going to happen. So then she had that, she developed that faith. Yes, this is something divine which is happening. This is not normal. This is not my father who is doing all this. It's a divine intervene that's happening. So then Brahma Baba, then he came in the evening to visit Nirmashanta Dadi, and Dadi apologized him. And the next day she went and joined, and she started to visit regularly. And then, of course, then she renounced everything and then came to Yagya. And when she, one of the experience, no, one of the, there are many stories of Nirmashanta Dadi. Few of them I remember. But few I don't remember right now. She, when the Yagya came to Mount Abu, Nirmashanta Dadi had this asthma, problem of asthma. And for asthma patients to be in the winter, to be in this cold, it's not good. Right? And Baba had done few remedies also, because it was beggary part. They couldn't spend too much of money on medicines. They did some of the remedies, but didn't work. Usually those days during the beggary part, the medicines that they used to get is from Baba, from Shiv Baba. The Sandeshis would go in the trance, bring message from Baba that, okay, if this child is having this problem, give, you know, kitchen remedies. Baba used to give those remedies. Okay, mix that turmeric in this or that. You know, like all the kitchen remedies Baba used to give. And they used to work. Because those were where without chemicals, right? So they used to work. But for Nirmashanta Dadi, even after a few treatments, it didn't work. And then one day Brahma Baba thought, okay, again let us try again, because she was suffering with asthma so much. So Brahma Baba asked one Sandeshi to go to Baba and bring a message for Nirmashanta Dadi's treatment. That Sandeshi went and came and told Brahma Baba that Almighty Baba, they used to call Shiv Baba Almighty Baba. So Almighty Baba is asking Nirmashanta Dadi to take bath in ice cold water. Brahma Baba got astonished. You know, a asthma patient to take bath in ice cold water, whether you are making a mistake, or, you know, the Sandeshis are making a mistake, or something. Problem, is it a clear instruction from Almighty Baba? So no, go again and bring the message again, whether it's a clear or there's a mistake in that. So she went again, and then she said, no, the message stays the same. There's no change in the message Baba is saying. So she has to take bath in ice cold water. So Baba was very, you know, don't know what to do. So he called Nirmashanta Dadi, and Baba told Dadi, see, this is what Almighty Baba is saying, that you should take bath in ice cold water. Then Nirmashanta Dadi said, okay. You know, she didn't have any doubt. If Almighty Baba is saying, I have given life to Baba, so he is responsible, so I am ready to take bath in ice cold water. During the month of January, it's so cold here. It was even more cold before global warming. Now it's global warming is happening, so that's warm now, but it was minus, you know, at that time. So then Daddy said, okay, I'll take bath in ice cold water. So then, because there was no fridge in the yagya, there was no ice, Baba sent one brother to the market and brought a big block of ice. And then, it melted and became water, ice cold water. So then Baba said, okay. Baba asked the Sandeshi to go to the bathroom along with Nirmal Shanta Dadi and put the water on her head, cold water on her head. So Dadi went and sat in the bathroom. And in the bucket, they took that ice cold water, and Sandeshi, she took a mug of water, and as she lifted her hand to put that water on the head of Nirmal Shanta Dadi, she was pulled to the trance. Baba pulled her to the trance, and her hand is like that. And Baba pulled her into the trance, and then Baba gave the message that Nirmal Shanta Bachi, the daughter, she has passed the exam, passed the test. And, you know, that type of test Baba used to take of children, tests of faith, how much faith that they have in Baba. So then she didn't have to take bath in ice cold water. But then later on, I think gradually her asthma problem was it didn't go away, but it was manageable. Yeah, so beautiful stories, you know. And yeah, because Baba says that without examination, you won't be able to go to the next class. Baba tests us every moment, in every step, in every aspect, right? So in our lives also, maybe Baba is testing, but we have to, that's especially important is the test of faith. How much faith we have in Baba, that's more important. Yeah. Yeah, Vishwar Kishore Bhau. Bhau is the, as I said, is the Laukik, Brahma Baba's Laukik brothers. Son, right? And he used to do business with Brahma Baba in Calcutta before the yagya was established. His shop was near Brahma Baba's shop only, and Brahma Baba's shop was retail shop, and Vishwakishore Bhau's was shop wholesale shop. So the whatever ornaments or whatever gold that they had to get, they used to get from Vishwakishore Bhau. So they were connected in business. And Brahma Baba was the one who gave this business to Vishwakishore Bhau. And they lived, Santri Dadi and Vishwakishore Bhau lived in the house of Brahma Baba. They lived with them from young age itself. So when Agya established, they also renounced everything, all the shop and everything, and came with Baba. They went to Karachi, stayed there in the Yagya, and all the purchasing and everything was done by Vishwakishore Bhau. For the Yagya they had to purchase was done by him. And when they had to transfer from Karachi to Mount Abu, also Baba sent Vishwakishore Bhau first. Of course, Manmohini Didi came first, identified different places where would be good. Some places in Bombay, Ahmedabad, Pune and Mount Abu. So then they zeroed it down to Mount Abu. So after it was finalized, then Baba sent Vishwakishore Bhau to India to work out how the whole group of 350 people are going to come, where they're going to land and how they are going to go to Mount Abu to plan and organize everything. Baba had sent him, so he had organized. And then when the group came, Vishwakishore Bhau was the one who managed everything, all the purchasing of the land here in Mount Abu and everything. He was the one who did. So all the major work, Baba used to give him, very trustworthy, very obedient. The one very beautiful story which is very inspiring is at the time when he was leaving body. You know, this particular photo is very significant in the history of the Yajna, because a few days before, you know, like he had told Baba that, "Baba, now I want to go to advance party." Why he wants to leave body? Baba asked, "Why? Why do you want to leave body?" So Bahu said, "Baba, I'm getting old, and you have new young children coming." You know, then from Delhi there was Jagdish Bhai and Brijmohan Bhai who were coming, who had become Baba's children, who were very active, very obedient, and very close to Baba, and taking care of the Yajna activities. And from Bombay there was Ramesh Bhai and Nirvar Bhai, Ramesh Bhai and Nirvar Bhai, who was from Bombay, who were young, and they were, who was very very intelligent and were capable of taking care of the Yajna activities. So Babu said, "You have four, you know, arms now. So now I'm ready to go. Please send me to the advance party. Now I want to go in advance and take care of that work." So Baba said, "Okay." So after that, he got sick. He had some problem with the health, and he was he was sent to Bombay for a checkup. And the doctor said, "Okay, you need to get operated." Then the doctor said, because the doctor is going on a leave for a week, so he will operate. The doctor will operate after a week. So you have 7 days. So then Vishwakishore Bhau said, "Okay, these 7 days, I want to go back to Mount Abu, spend time with Brahma Baba and the Yajna, and then come back again for the operation." So they came, Ramesh Bhai, Vishwakishore Bhau and Santri Dadi, they came to Mount Abu, spent those 7 days with Baba, and Baba gave so much of love. All the three meals Baba used to have with Vishwakishore Bhau and Ramesh Bhai. During those 7 days, they discussed many things about the Yajna, counts and many things, because the, you know, there was a shift of responsibility now, because Ramesh Bhai would be involved more because he was a chartered accountant. So all the discussions happened, and one afternoon when he was leaving after lunch, they finished lunch. And then the taxi came in the courtyard of Panda Bhavan there. This was a taxi which came to take Bhau. And the luggage was loaded. And it was afternoon, you know, around 2:30, 3 o'clock. And it was nap time, right? Most of them were taking a nap. And Brahma Baba said to Ramesh Bhai, "Go and bring Chandrahas Dada." So because Chandrahas Dada was taking care of all the technical departments, all the sound, light and photography and all these departments, Chandrahas Dada was taking care of. "Bring Chandrahas Dada with the camera, so let's take a picture before departing." And Ramesh Bhai got astonished. Usually Brahma Baba never encouraged to take pictures, right? Baba used to take, "Don't take my picture, remember Shiv Baba, don't remember the body." Baba always used to say that. But now Baba himself is asking Chandrahas Dada to bring the camera and take a picture. He was astonished. Okay, he didn't say anything, but called Chandrahas Dada. They took this picture, very iconic, very significant. And then they left. When they were leaving, Ramesh Bhai was with Chandrahas Dada and Santri Dadi in the train also. And Ramesh Bhai asked Dada, "Dada, why do you think Baba asked Chandrahas Dada to take a picture? Because Baba never used to encourage taking pictures. Why did Baba say that?" because Ramesh Bhai didn't know the backstory about all these things. So then Bhav said, because Baba knows that I'm not going to come back. Then Ramesh Bhai said, what does that mean? You're not going to come back. Because, then Bhav said, because after this operation, I'm going to leave body. You know that? Yes, I know. And so composed, and you know, like, he knows that he's going to leave body. And so calm, so composed, and you know, like, and even Sanjay Dadi knew about this. And they were very calm. And Baba also knew that, right? So then when they went, and then the whole story, Bhav narrated the whole story to Ramesh Bhai. This is a story. I asked Baba to go, so that Baba has said yes. So this is going to happen. So then, when the operation took place, after operation, maybe after 4-5 days of the operation, Vishwakishore Bhav left body. And the message came that actually Bhav wanted to leave body during the operation, on the operation table itself. But then Baba held him because they didn't want to give bad name to the doctors. Right? So because if the soul leaves the body during operation, then the doctors will have bad names. So then, yeah. So after that, then Baba said, no, cremate the body there itself in Bombay. Don't, no need to bring the body to Mount Abu. So Baba was so detached. When the soul was there in the body, Baba gave so much of love, so much of sustenance, so much of everything. But then when the soul left body, Baba got detached. Okay, cremate the body. Don't need to bring the body to Mount Abu. Cremate the body there itself. So yeah, these were, you know, great stories that they, you know. And Santri Dadi, the Laukik wife of Vishwakishore Bhav. And yeah, she was very, you know, as Vishwakishore Bhav, since childhood itself, when the time they got married, since then, even in the Laukik life, they were celibate. And that's the reason I think they were so close to Baba, so close to the Yajna, very innocent, very pure. And, you know, most of these Dadis, they left body according to their wish. Santri Dadi used to take care of the store, of the stock and everything in Mount Abu, in Panda Bhavan. But then after, when Brahma Baba left body, Santri Dadi thought, okay, well now Baba is not here, so I don't want to stay in Mount Abu. So then Dadi went with Nirmal Shanta Dadi to Calcutta. So because she was very close to Nirmal Shanta Dadi, she served in Calcutta, in the center there, she lived there. But one day, she said to Nirmal Shanta Dadi, Nirmal Shanta Dadi was coming to Mount Abu. They were the only two sisters living at the center at that time. So then she said to Dadi, Dadi, I want to come to Mount Abu along with you. So but Nirmal Shanta Dadi said, both of us can't go together. Because both of us go, then who will take care of the center? So then Santri Dadi insisted, no, I want to come with you to Mount Abu. Because I'm, you know, feeling that pull, I want to go to Mount Abu, Madhuban. She was having that feeling that she's going to leave body, and she wants to leave body in Madhuban and not in Calcutta. So that's the reason that she insisted that she wants to come to Madhuban. So then Nirmal Shanta Dadi had to, you know, yield in. Okay, so she said, okay, so if you insist, let's go. Then we'll make some arrangement to take care of the center. So then they both came after a few days. One Thursday in the morning, when she was sitting in the Amrit Vela meditation in her room itself, because she was not feeling so well, she was so good, she was meditating in her room during Amrit Vela. So she left body. So she had that desire to leave body in Madhuban. So Baba had to fulfill the wishes of the beloved children, right? Yeah, of course. Now,
the time is over.
Yeah, there are many other stories also, but sorry. Thank you.
Shanti.
Om Shanti.